Hello.
What's a druzy for?
A druzy gives you energy.
Okay. Are there different types of different stones that are druzies? Because what I saw was an agate druzy. Is that the regular one? I don't know.
I've never seen an agate druzy.
Okay.
Druzies are the inside, what's it called?
Geode.
Of a geode.
Okay.
And they can be amethyst or crystallized.
Citrine.
Yeah. But they, because they're the inside of a geode, they seem to energize.
Okay.
All I can tell you is if you wear it, you will feel energized.
Well, I just saw, I have a gem book that comes to me, and that's what it had, and I had never heard of that type before. So, okay.
What's your favorite stone?
Opal.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I love opals. I don't care whether they're fire opals, black opals, my favorite, or crystal, or makes no difference. I love opals.
What is today's stone?
And anything opalescent. I don't care.
What does an opal do for you?
Everything. It's just everything. It has all the qualities of most everything. It's got all the colors.
It's my birthstone.
Oh, you're lucky. Mine's zircon.
Isn't that yellow?
No, they can be blue. They're normally blue.
Gotcha.
But they can be white.
Do you think the birthstone is important to the person to wear their birthstone?
No, I don't. I haven't seen anything that would collaborate birthstones, wearing them to be anything in particularly different than other stones. I think that certain stones help certain people overcome certain situations. Health, emotional, that sort of thing. I truly believe in stones.
And a non-exhaustive list is included on the website.
Yes, we have a list.
More than that one?
Now,
I'm still having trouble getting on.
Information that's on the website about the stones, is that what you got from your guides?
That's me. That's information I got directly from the stones.
Perfect.
And what I've learned, like the labradorite. Who knew about labradorite? I never found anything. And all of a sudden, I'm going through a really rough time. I'm really emotionally down, depressed. My husband and I had split up. Things were really, really bad. He used to help me with the business, and all of a sudden, he's gone. And I'm trying to stumble around, trying to figure out how to handle the business because he handled all the business stuff and I did the readings. And all of a sudden I got everything. And I just felt absolutely broken. And a friend of mine called me from New York, Manhattan. She said, I'm in this store and there's a piece that's here. It's a pendant. And every time I see your name, it flares at me. I said, really? She said, yeah. And the store owner noticed it too. I said, what kind of stone is it? She said, it's a labradorite. What's a labradorite? Well, it's a stone that's kind of opalescent. It's really pretty. Okay. And the store owner got on there with me. She said, I'm going to send this to you. If you like it, you can pay me for it. If you don't want it, you can send it back. Manhattan, okay? They don't do that.
No, they don't.
So I said, okay. She sent it to me, and I picked it up, and I put it, I was told, it was on a chain, 24-inch chain. I put it on, and it was absolutely gorgeous. It had a pyramid on top of it. It was really kind of cool, with a tongue, a labradorite tongue. And it was probably about 3.5 inches, almost 4 inches. And all of a sudden I felt this burst of energy that spread through my chest and my heart started racing. And my head cleared. You know, like it was kind of foggy. It cleared and all of a sudden I was like thinking really sharp, clear. And this weird energy came in and I had this lady that was sort of trying to help me. nice lady. But I knew that she was going to take me into a power play over my center. She felt like I was weak, and she was going to make the center into her center. And I had a young man that was working here that was, I felt it was taking some money and doing some things that weren't right. And I took this lady in, and I sat her down, and I said, I appreciate you very much, and I like you, but you're getting ready to take me into a power play, and we're not going to go there. I'm going to have to let you go. And she left. The young man, I took him in there. I said, I like you, but you're doing things that are not appropriate for the center and not appropriate for the work, and we're not going to do this anymore. You have 1 week, and you better not do anything inappropriate. And my world shifted.
How about that?
I took absolute authority because of a stone. A stone.
That's why God made it.
Made you into the Caropate we know and love today.
There you go.
With those 2x4.
I'm telling you. So that now what I learned from it was that if you are already there with your authority, if you already have positive aggressiveness, which is what the stone gave me, was positive aggressiveness, the stone will destroy itself. It will yank off your neck, it will break, or it will burst. Yeah.
When you said that, I was just telling him, my son, when I was here last time, I bought my son,
yeah,
something to help him. He was trying to find a job after being incarcerated and everything. And tonight he told me, he said, what time are you going to Carol's? And I said, soon. And he goes, Mom, that bracelet you got me, he said, I'm getting in the car and it just fell apart. He said, I saved one bead. And then he said, and that ring that you gave me, the little ring out of it, he said, I'm banging my toothbrush. It was an electric toothbrush, and he was banging it on a thing. He said, and it cracked all the
tools.
So I'm listening to what you're saying.
He's losing his tools.
Is that kind of...
What happens
is
that
just be that just
no
happen.
No, there are no coincidences.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I kind of, you know.
A lot of times the dark side doesn't want you to have the tools. They'll disappear. They'll break. All sorts of things happens to them. The dark side doesn't want you to have tools to protect yourself. Okay.
One more thing.
And she's talking about Cornelian.
Now, as far as like the pieces that you wear, if you were to wear like, let's say, two of these,
won't work.
Would it? Okay, I didn't know if
it's
got to
be
a more
with the Cornelian bracelet. It has to be bead to bead.
Now, when you say bead to bead, what do you mean?
Stone to stone, Cornelian, okay. Stone to stone.
Okay.
I think she means if you wear maybe 2 Cornelian bracelets, does that multiply? Does it work?
Oh, is that what you're saying?
Whatever it is, yes.
No.
Like if I'm wearing this, if I wore 2 of the same, would it magnify or doesn't matter? This is just another job.
I personally think it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
But I had a client recently who said, I got the big Cornelian bracelet. I think it works better than the smaller one. So I think there's probably a psychological effect. But I think it works, no matter what.
I do too, because I do get a greater effect than the one.
Okay.
And you like your big watch stones.
And I got the one that wraps because mine kept popping. But since I got the one that and wrapped it, I don't
then
pop anymore.
Y'all buy 2.
I get a big one, that's all I know.
And also, if you wear, to kind of touch off wearing maybe 2 bracelets, but if you wear 2 bracelets that are different stones, they can sometimes work in synergy with each other.
They work in synergy.
And
absolutely,
that can magnify the effects.
That can magnify, yes. Matter of fact, I really like smoky crystal, smoky quartz,
mm-hmm,
with Cornelian.
Really?
Well, smoky quartz stops negative energy. It absorbs negative energy. And with the Cornelian, which protects your energy from psychic vampires and protects you from picking up really nasty energies out there, it's a real good combo.
Does the quartz, the smoky quartz, have to be bead to bead as well?
It really does help.
Okay.
But you, no, Ted, No. You could do a cornelian with a cornelian smoky, if you wanted to do something like that. But you have to have bead to bead on the cornelian. Only the cornelian.
Okay. Well, the smoky quartz, if you wear it on any other part of your body?
It does help. Okay. Yeah, it does work.
Like a smoky quartz pendant.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
And she said the hematite ring broke. I just thought, because my, I've had them break all the time because they're very soft.
They are soft and they are fragile. But they're not expensive.
But what does hematite do?
It grounds you.
Okay.
Hematite is a really good grounder. What have you got on?
That's blue.
No. The hematite's the black rings.
Yeah, hematite. It
actually looks like a metal.
Yeah, it looks like metal. It's
like white and gray.
I got it for him last time, and then I couldn't remember what it was.
Isn't that howlite?
Yeah, I think
so. It's white. It's more white. That's mm-hmm. howlite. It gets you in connection with higher, like with God. You can't beat that.
That's not on the website.
Well, okay.
Marcus, we all need to be in connection with God.
I need some of that.
So the Labradorite, like, I wouldn't need that, right?
The Labrador,
you don't make the Labradorite go boom.
You are not allowed Labradorite.
I'm not allowed to wear it.
It helps me out.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, again, and I don't know if anybody else knows this except for me. I never saw it written up. I've never seen anything out there on Labradorite. I've seen other stuff about Labradorite. But I'm here to tell you, it gives you positive aggressiveness, and it sharpens your mind.
And a fun way to tell if you don't need it is to touch it. And if it gets really, really hot, you don't need it.
Yeah, my mine got hot in my pocket. I said, I don't need it.
So
no, you don't.
I put it in my pocket. Your body does exactly what happened.
And there was one lady that came to the store that I got my original Labradorite. She was a director for a TV show, and she got one of the necklaces, one of the pendants, and it yanked off her neck, hit the wall, and exploded. And the lady called me up and said, Carol, there's something really weird going on with these Labradorites since I started selling you Labradorites. By the way, I started buying all my Labradorites from her. And she told me what happened. I said, that woman is super aggressive, isn't she? She said, yep. That's what happened.
So is the proper place to wear a Labradorite is on the heart?
If you want it to do the work that it's there to do, which is to bring up the positive aggressiveness, you wear it on the heart chakra, right between the breasts. If you want to wear it as jewelry, you can wear it any place else.
But to do its job, it needs... See, that's the thing. There are all these stones that do all these things. We know that the carnelian needs to be on the left hand bead to bead. The labradorite needs to be on the heart chakra. So what... I mean, so you have all these beads. Say citrine. I mean...
Citrine actually should be worn right on the solar plexus, on the solar plexus. Right here.
Okay.
And that corresponds to the chakra.
Balances.
But it is yellow, which is also the same color as your solar plexus chakra.
That's
right.
So
it might be a good idea to look at the color and the synchronicities
of the chakras.
Of the chakras.
So I'm going to wear rubies on my bikini.
I'm not going to go there.
Well, I'm just wondering, how do you wear jewels on your first and second chakra?
We'll talk later.
Okay.
Vajazzle.
I cannot believe you said that.
All right, now we're
getting recorded there, Savannah. We get a recorder.
You're going.
I know how far we're going. You don't have to say it to me.
what did you say before all that as far as saying before all
I
that?
I don't remember.
Synchronicities.
As far as looking at your chakra.
The color of the chakra.
You look at the color of the chakra and the stone. The color of the stone. Very often they coordinate.
So you're looking at the color of your chakra. What chakra are you?
Each one is a different color.
Right.
It's all on the web page.
Right.
You know, like red orange, yellow, green,
blue, purple, indigo, violet,
white,
indigo,
white,
purple, white. That's why Hellite, your eighth chakra is white.
So where would you wear Hellite?
Anywhere.
Okay. You would wear it 2 inches above your crown chakra.
Yeah, you could just
make a little crown out of it.
Levitate it.
Moonstone.
Love moonstone.
Moonstone,
oh my gosh,
opens the eighth chakra. If you'll take moonstone, we did a little play with that. We took moonstone and held it at the eighth chakra, and you can feel it.
Your jaw just goes.
Yeah, you can just feel it. It's so cool. And it opens that eighth chakra.
What about selenite?
I love selenite.
It looks like moonstone, sort of.
You use selenite for sore muscles. It gets rid of soreness
in your muscles.
You can take, like, I have some thumbs, I have some...
just the stone itself will work, though.
And you can just put it on there, and it gets ice cold, and then the pain goes away.
Hmm. And if it doesn't get ice cold, it's not the muscle.
Ask her.
How do you spell that?
S-E-L-E-N-I-T-E. Satin selenite.
Satin selenite.
Yeah.
S-E-L-O-N-I-T-E.
S-E-L-E-N-I-T-E.
See, I had a friend that...
That's a good way to realize that you need to figure out what your problem is if it doesn't get cold, too, because it's not a muscular.
Yeah.
Found that out one day, and then I started asking and found out that it wasn't muscular.
Yeah, it happens. We got a stones tonight. Wow.
Well, I'm loving that.
That works for me.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Fine.
So is that an opal you get on right there?
That is Oregon opal or opalite. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She wears that face a lot.
What about a pearl?
Lets you flow. It's for flowing. It's for
easing. Is that considered a stone too, though?
It falls. It's actually.
It's a crystal, actually.
Yeah. It
crystallizes.
It's a crystal. Yeah, it is. It's
because it's white, is why I was wondering.
It's the flow. It's the flow. Okay. It's the layers and layers and layers of flow. So it's really good to wear when you're going through hard times. One of the best stones for if you're going through like a divorce or a breakup. Or
hold on.
Uh-oh, here we go.
These aren't on the website. We're going to add them.
Ah, okay.
And I'm listening back in is harder than it is. Just write it while you're saying it.
One of the best stones I found was honeycomb jasper.
For sadness?
Sadness, depression, grief, going through troubles, stormy situations. It eases you through stormy situations, whatever they happen to be. And it's not easy to find.
Only the honeycomb one, because there's tons of jasper.
No, honeycomb.
Honeycomb jasper.
Yeah. And I found that out because I was going through some really bad stuff. And I was told to get pendant. And it's not that pretty. I think I may have some back there. It's just kind of a pale yellow, and it's not fancy or anything. But boy, it just eases you. It's awesome.
And you said it's the yellow color?
Yeah, it's a kind of a pale yellow.
Kind of like a honeycomb color.
Yeah, kind of like honeycomb.
What would be the opposite of the Labradorite?
To calm you down?
Yeah.
Angelite. Mm. Angelite, which is a blue stone, which I call it my bliss stone. And it just calms you and soothes you. I have some of that. I have some angelite bracelets, as a matter of fact. Hmm. It's hard to get some of that stuff. You were going to say something?
The jasper, the honeycomb jasper, do you have that here?
I think I may have a small pendant of it. I'll have to look and see.
That's one because I like the, is it brown jasper?
Yeah. That's the traveler's
stuff. Yeah, that's what I had last time, 2 weeks ago when we were here when I picked the stone. I really liked the feel of that. And I've had it and I've worn that before and really liked it. So jasper.
Yeah.
What is jasper? Are there properties that jasper has in general?
Different jaspers carry different properties. Like red jasper, it helps the whole circulation system. It's good for that.
There's tons of jaspers.
Lots.
That's because people need it.
And each of them has a different
Each one has a different. I personally, and I've been having a lot of trouble getting it. I like the red goldstone. And I have not been able to get any bracelets of red goldstone.
And what is red goldstone?
What does it do for you?
That's right in the center there.
It's actually a man-made.
Round, sparkly.
It's man-made, isn't it? With copper and glass.
It's copper and glass.
Oh, it's made in Poland, isn't it, or something like that?
No. No. That's zinkite.
Oh, zinkite, that's right.
Is that what that's
red zinkite? Some good stuff.
Oh, that's red zinkite.
Oh, yeah. That's
good stuff. Red, what is red goldstone do?
What is what?
Red goldstone. What is it?
It stops shakiness.
And it worked on my mother.
Well,
You had some of that, those bracelets a while back.
I did. I can't get
Will that
it
work
anymore.
For Parkinson's?
Yeah,
I've got
help.
Tons of red goldstone I will give you.
Okay.
I've got beads and carved leaves and everything.
It is fabulous.
You got it to help your mom.
But it helps people that are, it also helps you, you know, when you go through trauma and you get that internal shakiness.
Yeah.
It stops it on contact. It just stops it. I mean, it's a tool. People, if we have these wonderful tools that are God-given, that are there for us, and we don't have a clue.
We don't know how now.
I have
we
a question. What does aquamarine do?
Aquamarine, that's another flow one. It helps you to flow through stuff. There's a lot of stones that help you to flow through bad situations. I personally like the labradorite the best. I don't want to flow through a situation. I want to stand up and kick butt.
Well, when you're stand up and kick butter all the time, sometimes you need to flow.
Right.
Sometimes, yeah.
Exactly.
And some work better for some people. Mm-hmm. Some work, you know, it all depends on you as an individual.
Labradorite is what calms me.
Labradorite?
No, what, is that the
no.
one that...
No.
What's the one that I always have? That stone that you have? It's kind of a greenish, blackish blue stone.
Sounds like a labradorite. Are you holding it in your hand? Is that
it's the one you have to keep near your heart? That one?
That's labradorite.
Uh-huh.
Really? What'd I do to you?
I don't know, but you just said I always have to have it. I don't remember.
Well, that helps you to stand.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah.
Then what happens?
Yeah.
Because when you feel knocked down or you feel weakened, mm-hmm. and you wear that, it gives you that standing, that positive aggressiveness. It makes you feel good about you, like nothing can harm you. Except that if you wear it too much, mm-hmm. you become kind of gripey and not really friendly.
Do you become aggressive though?
Yeah, you can get really aggressive.
If you're already aggressive.
Yeah, you don't want to wear it if you're already aggressive, because then everybody's going to hate you.
It'll blow up anyway.
But it's wonderful when having to face a confrontation. If you have to, any kind of confrontation, if you have that stone on, it won't be a confrontation anymore. You're just going to go in and you're going to tell them like it is.
I'm not going to back down.
Yeah, it's awesome. That's not my favorite stone as far as energies. It's my favorite stone.
What's your favorite stone? Oh, the overall.
Yeah.
Opals and then.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like them. And then ammonite.
Oh.
I love ammonite.
I adore ammonite. Okay.
Ooh, there you are.
I killed my ammonite almost.
How'd you do that?
What does ammonite do for you?
It
fossilized
makes my
shell.
Psychic abilities soar.
That work for us too?
I don't know.
So what did you mean you killed it or you?
I am killing it, yes. I'm putting
She's draining
it
dry.
I'm draining it dry.
So ammonite is called A-M-A-N-I-T-E.
A-M-M-O-N-I-T-E.
So can you
see what I've got?
Can you
no.
do anything to make it
bring it back?
Get another one.
When you use the energy, you use energy up, don't you normally? Aren't there some of them?
Well, the thing is this: stones will give of themselves until they're dead, and stones do die. They will shrink. They will turn a light color, and they just absolutely die.
Shrink.
Is that the same for the druzy crystals?
I I would suspect so. I don't really know because I haven't seen it. I'm telling you about the ones I have seen die.
I killed a couple of carnelian bracelets.
Ooh. Yeah, you can kill carnelian. They turn whitish. That's
I was
going to
say, they completely lost its red color. And I was like, huh.
Yeah, they'll turn kind of clearish, whitish, yucky color. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll die.
And where do you have to wear the ammonite?
In your bra.
No, I'm kidding. This whole day, he had to run his bra.
Steve, what
no,
size are you?
You can wear it as a pendant. Or you could put it in a little bag. You put a little pouch and wear it that way.
So is it solar plexus or heart?
The heart, really and truly.
Do y'all sell ammonite here?
I think I have one left.
I have an ammonite that's got opalescent veins in it. It's so beautiful.
Mine!
No. Me!
When you said that you can kill it, I was looking, you know, I bought this when I came here last time. Is that what you mean, the most clear?
Yeah, you're killing it.
I don't know if you can
it.
See that.
How are you killing it?
It wasn't
like 2 weeks.
That when I bought it.
No.
Look at all of a sudden.
So what makes that happen so fast?
Yeah, what the stones give of themselves. They're protecting you. They're protecting your energy. And they run out of energy.
Look at
me. All right, girl. Calm down.
They're mixed in.
That's a mix. Those are mixed.
Yeah. I can't really tell because sometimes they come like that to begin with.
They do. But I've seen rose quartz completely die.
You said some people have bad lung problems and stuff like that.
Rose quartz seems to have a real positive effect with people that have lung problems.
Really?
Yeah.
Like asthma.
You have to wear it on your person, like in a pocket or something. You have to put it on your person. It really doesn't seem to matter where, although it's better if it's in the lung region. And it really, I had this one man, he had crystallized lungs. And I gave him a rose quartz to wear in his pocket. And about 3 weeks later, he came back in and it was white and had shrunk.
Whoa.
To about
3 weeks.
It shrunk about a third.
Wow. How were his lungs?
We literally threw it away.
So then he was feeling better though.
Yeah, he's feeling much better. So he got a new one. So periodically, he'd just come in and get a new one, and the other one would be dead.
Wow.
Another really good is black cinnabar.
Never heard of it.
I have very few black cinnabar.
Is it a protection cinnabar?
No. I have seen, they will, if you have a lot of coughing, you wear that black cinnabar, your coughing eases and sometimes goes completely away. I had one lady, she bought a black cinnabar, and she had really bad coughing and problems with her bronchioles. Well, her bronchioles cleared up, but there was a big old hole in that cinnabar.
Wow. What about lapis with it being blue?
All I can tell you, it's supposed to be connector to the stars. I haven't seen what it actually does.
Okay.
So I can only, I'm not going to tell you things that other people say about stones. I'm going to tell you stuff that I personally know stones do. Because I want to speak out of experience, not somebody else's theory. Because there's a lot of theories out there, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Stones are awesome. They truly are awesome. They're like herbs, which are awesome.
And which can all be used in conjunction.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
We heal your body to make you feel all kinds of better.
And you can combine different stones to do different things. Now, how do you know how to combine? Unless you can talk to the stones and then feel their synergy, I can't tell you. I don't know. That's what I do. I combine them. I can feel their energy. I know what they can do.
And there's been a couple times that I've picked up a stone and asked what it would do, and it's a little bit off. It's on the same track as what you've said, but it's like unique to my situation. It will be. Does that make sense?
And the stone may have come from someplace different, mm-hmm. so it may have an added quality to it. Mm-hmm. That happens. Okay. Like, I had a lady that she was bringing me necklaces made from different stones, and I'd hold the necklace, and I'd tune into it, and it would tell me what it did. But then I found out that other stones, same stones, from different manufacturers and different places, when I touched into them, it did something just a little bit different.
Hmm. Still similar.
Yeah.
But just a smidge.
A little different.
Like a different shape and the same color.
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe this stone came from this part of the country, and this one came from a different part of the country.
Okay, what about something negative like a conflict diamond? Do those have...
What?
I am not familiar with what you're telling me.
Never heard
of it. Like the blood diamonds?
Yeah, conflict diamonds from where it's bloodshed to bring the diamonds.
Oh. All I can tell you with that is I've never touched into it, but I have touched into quartz that were dynamited,
mm-hmm.
and they carried super negative energy. Or quartz where there's been terrible things, battles that went on.
Right.
They carry horrible energies, and they will drain you and possibly kill you. I don't know.
And can you soak them in salt, though, and get rid of them?
You take those stones, and you soak them in iodized table salt and water, and it will remove that negative energy from it and restore it back to the energy that it should have. Now, how'd I find out that? I got a whole bunch of crystals that I found out in the woods that were in a negative energy that I didn't know at the time, where battlefields took place, going back to the Civil War. And I had a t-shirt, and I loaded them up in my t-shirt all right over my solar plexus. And by the time I got home, I thought I was going to die. Found out it was the crystals after that. And my guides told me, you have to put all of them into iodized table salt and water, and you have to take a bath in iodized table salt and water. And it revived me, and it cleaned the crystals.
Now, follow me on this, because you may be like, no, Savannah, you're out of mind. Okay, so could you call forth the energy and consciousness of the crystal and turn it from negative to positive through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ? Following the healing formula?
You can try.
Right.
I think if you have a really firm belief system, it would work. But the safest, easiest way is put them in iodized table salt, soak them.
But if for some reason you were in the middle of nowhere without access to salt, you could.
I think it probably
temporarily.
Work. Yeah, it would probably work.
But a while back, you gave us that very recipe and gave us what to say in cleaning the crystals.
Told you what to say?
I thought that you gave us something to... No, just the salt water?
Yeah.
Okay.
You put them in iodized table salt, mm-hmm. like Morton's, Cost Cutters,
mm-hmm.
Kroger's,
mm-hmm.
whatever. I usually take a little bowl of water, put about 3 to 5 salt shakers of salt in it, put whatever it is in it, let it stay there for 24 hours, pull it out, it's clean. Not a problem.
And you can use sea salt as long as it's iodized.
As long as it's iodized. But why bother? Why not just use table salt?
Because that's all I have now.
No, as long as it's iodized, it's fine.
Why iodized?
Because it's the only kind that works. I tried plain. It does not work. Hmm. I don't know why. I think it's because it's natural.
Iodine's wonderful. It's a mineral. A lot of people are iodine deficient.
Yes, and they get goiters and all sorts of problems.
What's a goiter?
It's a growth that's in the throat area that's nasty.
Have you ever seen where people have a big knot on the side of their neck?
Yeah.
That's a goiter. Big. I mean, they get very big sometimes.
And all they have to do is take iodized table salt.
The goiter belt was in the upper Midwest back in like the 20s, and it was rampant up there, and then that's when they realized they started iodizing salt. So those people could get minerals, because that mineral wasn't in their
geographical location, their goiters and thyroid issues went away.
You know, one reason our iodine deficient is we don't eat organ meat as much as we used to. Well, people that eat organ meat,
like calf's liver.
Liver and onions.
Yum. Chicken livers, but they have to be fried up real greasy like. I just think that defeats the purpose.
I'll just use my table salt, my iodized table salt.
Yeah, okay.
Cost cutter.
I mean, it makes sense because you use iodine. I mean, they used iodine to, like, clean before, like, medical procedures. Isn't that what that was used for?
Betadine.
Was iodine, like,
you used it.
Like, back in the day, they used iodine to clean iodine, the bacteria?
Yeah, iodine. You turn you red.
Although sugar works really well.
Sugar.
Honey.
Yeah. And honey.
Honey works really well.
But I'm saying, like, before a procedure, they would clean it really well, so it makes sense that it would be cleansing.
It goes back to what it says in the Bible. All things that are to be offered up unto God are to be offered with a measure of salt. It is a spiritual thing. I'm sure the scientific behind it, but it is a spiritual thing.
But the spiritual and the scientific are...
Well, that's right. Eventually, spiritual, scientific will be one thing.
That's right.
As it was
in
the beginning.
I have a big bowl of iodized table salt on my dresser, and when I take my jewelry off at night, I just put it in the bowl.
It's a good idea, except for pearls.
Okay.
Well, is it pearls? No, that's vinegar. Never mind, you can do that. They live in salt water.
Yeah, I was thinking, but I wasn't going to
buy it.
So, Carol, since she said that, so, like, with us wearing these, like, we, you know, like, even though all these have a property to do a certain thing,
they go into synergy.
Maybe you could try that, put them in the salt, or don't do that. There's no reason.
You don't need to do that with
maybe
those.
Maybe she's just talking like.
All right. The only thing that you need to put, like, in salt, I wouldn't do your bracelets in there, okay? Number one, they're going to eat up your elastic.
Gotcha.
So, and you don't want to put them in water. You don't need to. The only things that need to be cleansed, crystals need to be cleansed. All right? When you first get them, you always cleanse natural crystal. Blood diamond, I would highly advise.
Yeah.
Cleanse those. If you get antique jewelry. I would highly advise you to cleanse antique jewelry, because your jewelry, anything antique, holds the energies of the previous owners.
And say the lifting over the jewelry too would be probably a wise idea before you stick it on your finger.
It would be a good idea.
Or even put it in your car.
I don't know.
Yes, even used cars.
No, I said before you take it with you, say you're lifting.
Yeah, when I got a used car. First thing I did was do a lifting on the entire car.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I'm not going to take any chances.
Well, before you buy anything from an antique store.
Absolutely.
Who knows what kind of energies you put in cars?
With me? Yeah. So you really want to be cautious with protecting yourselves. And if you're sensitive, as the majority and probably all of you are, you're going to be drawn to antiques or whatever's attached to antiques that are compelling you to them.
I just don't go in antique stores
anymore. I was just going to say that. Mm-mm.
So, be aware. But you can cleanse the antiques.
And it's a good opportunity, if you get antiques, to flip them and to get spirits back to God. You
it's
can make something
always,
new.
It's always good to get them redeemed back to God. That's why I'd be drawn to this or that. It was because they needed to be redeemed back to God. They needed help. And there are spirits that attach to furniture, jewelry, all sorts of things.
Glasses is another too.
Yeah, absolutely. You just don't know.
You know, all these years, I've always had a flea market booth, like, for years. I mean, I've been back from California 12 years. So, for 10 years, off and on. You know, I've always kind of had it, you know, mostly always been drawn to mid-century, so I get them and rehab them and sell them or whatever.
There's no telling what you picked up.
Girl.
Absolutely no telling. I do a lifting on her frequently.
Yes, you have
to. You're nothing like a good Carol lifting.
Yeah. I mean, I have mine, but hers are more powerful.
Hers are better.
Yes, it's just a...
No, really, hers are better.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I've had all these years of authority. And you have to build your authority. You do know that. When you start doing your liftings, they will work. But as you build your authority and your reputation with the spirit community, they work better. They're stronger. You bring in more authority. You develop a reputation in the spirit world, believe it or not. Both sides.
When you say both sides, do you mean that the dark side likes you more or likes you less?
No.
They like you as in they like to target you, essentially. Yeah.
That's why they try to trip you up while you're saying it so often.
They do. But I give you the one good thing about knowledge is that it gives you tools to protect yourself. It gives you a means and a way to stay safe. If you don't have this knowledge, you're wide open. They can do anything they want with you.
Knowledge abolishing fear.
Knowledge abolishing fear. Correct.
That's what your card says. That's cool.
That's what my guides gave me.
Yeah.
But see, people think, and what I was going to talk about, people think that because they are ignorant. Now, I don't, whenever I use that terminology, I do not mean it in a negative way. Okay? I mean it in the way that it actually means. Lack of knowledge. If you have lack of knowledge, you have no protection whatsoever. And anything can happen to you. So I really advise people, especially people that are going out there doing ghost busting and all that stupid stuff. I understand it. I totally understand it. Why they'd want to, totally understand. But make yourself knowledgeable and protect yourself.
And also be discerning with the knowledge that's available out there.
Oh my God, the knowledge. What knowledge?
The knowledge.
There's got to be some knowledge in all the crap.
There is some knowledge.
Needle in a haystack.
But how do you get weed through it?
I think I asked you last time and you gave some bottom line basic tools to help.
I had a lady that came in here today. She goes, I'm getting ready to do Kundalini and open up all my chakras. I said, do you know what chakras are? Well, kind of.
There was a woman that emailed in about that too. She was like, do you recommend anybody for Kundalini?
No.
And I said, Carol's clients have experienced some negative results with chakra opening methods. So instead of doing something like Kundalini, she recommends using the smoky quartz.
Absolutely. You're safer if you're going to mess with your chakras, which
don't
is
call
not
them Metatron.
A good idea.
Yeah, don't call them Metatron.
Yeah, don't call
them
Metatron.
That was just...
For
some trivial matters.
Crazy, man.
I'm telling you, that bracelet wasn't coming off, y'all. And then all of a sudden...
That was fused together, and when you opened it up, it was like...
And then it was
white. Weird.
And she lost it.
Okay, chakras. What are chakras?
Chakras are the energy system that runs throughout your body. They are natural vortexes that naturally open and naturally close in the healthy human body.
They are circuit breakers.
Circuit breakers along your spine.
Now, you have 7 major chakras run up your spinal system, your entire nervous system. You have 14 minor chakras, which works with all your interior organs.
And your,
you keep you balanced. The palms of your hand, the soles of your feet. Okay? They keep your electrical system, which you are a walking electrical system, in balance. Now you start playing around with chakras and you open up this circuit breaker and this one closes, you can blow your nervous system out. It's stupid, dangerous, don't do it. If you feel like you absolutely have to, there are safer ways of doing it. You can take a smoky crystal, and it can be radiated or a natural smoky crystal. Either way, they both work. Placing it on the chakras, either the front or the back, and get the location, the diagrams of where the chakras are. The diagrams are fairly accurate. The color isn't always.
And what corresponds with the color.
Yeah,
people exactly. Really like to put the sexuality away from the red, which doesn't. Yeah.
Which is stupid. Anyway, you place it there until, and it'll feel almost magnetized to that area. And when you can move it easily, then it's open the chakra up, and then you can move it on up. You start at the root, and you work your way up. Yeah.
How do the chakras coordinate with the ode?
Your ode is your blood.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But it's still the circuitry that...
It is your, it's not your electrical system. It's different.
I have
now,
to
your electrical is in your heart, mm-hmm. which pumps the blood, the ode, if you will. So your chakra, heart chakra, if it shuts down, and it can shut down through trauma, through grief, through being heartbroken, can shut your heart chakra down, which in turn can shut your heart down.
You can literally die of a broken heart.
Yes, you most definitely can.
And there's a branch of yoga called Kundalini Yoga, which I think back when it was in, you know, India and the ancient gurus of Kundalini Yoga were practicing it, they knew what they were doing, they were connected, they had the information to use it wisely and safely. I'm sorry, Sally Sue, who got her 200-hour teacher training and knows about the word Kundalini and learned about it a couple years ago, has no idea how to do it safely.
Correct. But a lot of that's been lost. Or that stays within the sanctuaries and with the monks. And it's a lot of this, the real information has not been released or it's been lost. It's been...
Diluted.
Diluted. Exactly. So unless you know what you're doing, don't mess with your nervous system, people. That's God-given to you. Now, I will tell you, if you take, like, if you had a mainline accident where you were paralyzed in a certain area of your body, that chakra has been shut down.
Is there a way to turn it back on?
You could use the smoky crystal, but it's a physical thing, and it would take how the length of time it would take to repair that, but it would definitely help it.
So, like, from if you're paralyzed, like from the neck down, that would be from the throat chakra down.
Probably all the chakras, all the way down.
If you're paralyzed from the waist down, that would be from solar plexus
all the way down.
Down,
yeah.
If it was just your legs, you'd be probably root or
that would be second. First and second. So you could work with it. I don't know the full results. I haven't had that experience. So I can't say for sure.
I'm not signing up to be your test pick, your guinea pig on that one.
Okay. But you can check it out there. Those you can work with safely with the smoky.
And I think David was wanting to use that on Vicky at the break, so there will be a live demo. If you...
I wish someone would. I need something.
I will say this. There's one other... All of these are pretty much online, not 100%. We're getting some more on. Red zincite. Red zincite are absolutely phenomenal.
I think you should pop them out.
This is the male-female stone, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They're grown by fires in salt mines.
They come from Poland.
Yeah. Yep. And they grow in different colors. There's blues and oranges and yellows and greens.
That would work with the different chakras?
I don't know. But all I know is I was told by my guides to use the red. And they have their long, narrow stones.
Beautiful color.
Yeah. The female, well, she's going to bring it up.
Oh, she's popping them out. Good.
Yeah, well, I don't think I'll hold them.
The female is smooth. The male has little bumps.
Maybe
I don't want to know the question that she asked that led to
protrusions,
red
I would say.
I don't want to know what question she asked that led to red
they are. They're not bumps. They're protrusions.
And when you need them, you literally cannot let go of them.
Okay. All right. Hush now.
Yeah.
Male. Female. A little fatter.
Those are natural.
It was eating the cookies.
Those are natural. They are naturally shaped like that.
Isn't that beautiful?
Male goes to the left, which is your female side. Female goes to the right, which is your male side. You hold them in your hands tightly, relatively tightly, and they open up the first three chakras. Root, emotional, solar plexus. And they work.
Yes, they do.
What's the point?
Liz, you have a friend that came in here, and she said that she was needing something, and I said...
No, she didn't.
What'd she say?
She walked in the room, and you said, oh, go get those red zinc eyes. But the truth was, she was having some pretty major girly issues, and she held on to those, and it was like, oh, my God. And she was... What happens is it comes back when she gets stressed out. But it was gone for a long time, and then she gets stressed out, and it comes back. We tried to buy some, but they're so expensive. There's like $1,200.
You can get them on Amazon, but they don't say male and female on Amazon. They just go.
They don't know.
Yeah. How do you tell the difference?
Male
bumps.
Female.
The female is smoother.
It's got just an itty bitty.
She's got some masculine energy.
So the male's got something hanging down. I'm not being smart.
He's got protrusions.
It has a phallic symbol on it.
Okay, that's all.
Multiple phalli.
All right. These were given to me. I was told by my guides that I needed zincite, which I didn't have a clue as to what that meant. They said they were stones. I said, okay, what do I do? They said, you go to Coleman's Mine. They have them there. I said, okay. I went to Coleman's Mine. I said, do you have zincite? I said, of course we have zincite. Okay. You're hurting really bad, aren't you? There's a guy. He said, how do you know that? I said, because I see that horrible pain in your back. It's radiating. Your back's really hurting. And he said, yeah. I said, let me do some work on it. He said, really? I said, yeah. So I put my hands on his back, and he said, I feel way better. He said, here's your zincite.
And that's how things come to Carol.
And all of a sudden I have two zincites. And these are my tools, and I work with them. And I help them. And I don't really charge people to help them. And they will boost your...
Go ahead, say it.
Energy.
Libido.
Well,
I don't care about that, but I'd love to hold them.
But they open your first three chakras.
Yeah. Yes.
No, okay. No more. And my guides told me that's what they do.
But opening up your root chakra is going to help with your libido, is it not?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Women and men who have closed root chakras have lost their libido.
How long does it last?
It's like bonus.
If it's over 6 hours, call your doctor. I'll call a doctor.
The this is church, folks. This is church. I do have the weirdest church.
I was just talking about as far as the before you had to touch them.
Months.
So you said you had those like Coleman Mine. Where's that at?
Coleman.
Hot Springs Village.
Hot Springs.
Oh, it's a store.
Jesseville.
Yeah, it's a store.
Jesseville, actually.
No, it's not. It's right off as you go into Hot Springs.
Oh, it's that Coleman's, the little gift shop?
The gift shop.
So it's spelled C-O-L-E-M-A-N?
Like a lantern. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you take the freeway and you go underneath. There's a little store right there.
It's Coleman Mine?
Coleman Rock Shop.
Rock Shop.
The mine is where you can actually go dig in for crystals.
Yeah, but that's
but it's a little west. It's a little west of Hot Springs.
Yeah, that's just.
Wait, so there's two rock shops?
Yeah, they're.
But those are real expensive.
Brothers, yeah. The Coleman's.
They are now. I don't know what they were.
$1,200 expensive.
They're expensive.
And what's?
Well, you can call and probably just ask. But what do you?
I know Carol Payne. Okay, half price.
give them a back row and they give you stuff for free.
I can see David. Let me touch your back. They'd be like, that's double the price.
Yeah, double. Yeah.
That's funny. Well, I mean,
that's a pretty cool story.
Mm-hmm. It's just the way things happen. When my guides tell me to do something, then they open it up for me.
You gave the lady a book on the airplane. She gave you something else, remember? You gave her one of your books or something?
She gave me the Keys of Enoch.
Oh, that's right.
That's right, the stewardess.
Yeah.
You gave her one of your books or something.
Yeah. Which was kind of wild. So.
Weirder things have happened.
Weird things always happen.
It's the new normal.
What is normal?
I don't know. I don't do. I do my normal. You guys can do yours.
Thank you.
I like mine. Mine's kind of interesting all the time.
You never get bored.
No. Now, these only work if you're shut down. So, if you're not shut down, they're not going to hype your energy. Okay?
You just got the side
eye. I know, that's what he's not saying.
How long does it last?
But literally, you cannot open your hands if you need them.
No, that's true. When you're cooking, as you cook, you get this grip on them, and then when you're cooked, your hands
open up. And it is weird when you can't open your hands.
Yes. Yeah.
Interesting.
Isn't that cool?
I've only held them for one time. I don't remember that.
Yeah, you were open. Cooked. I wasn't. Not for long.
I felt energy from
them.
That's
called cooking. That's my cooking.
Hey, man.
It's like a microwave, except for the fact it doesn't cause cancer.
Kind of along that line. All right, we got a break, y'all. We're running long here again, usual.
Stevie, you're rushing.